Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Are great, but when you're ready to scale fast, you really need a message that sells to strangers and a strategy that brings them in consistently. So we're excited to introduce you to Todd and Leah Goetz of the company Digital Trailblazers. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us here today. We're excited to be here.
So I have a couple questions. First of all, I want to know how you started your business. And then my second question is, how is it working with your spouse?
He might have a different answer than me. I don't know on that second one.
Awesome.
But we started 10 years ago-ish. And for us, it was really sort of a necessity. So I was previously a nurse. Todd started as a band teacher. But through our careers, we kind of ended up shifting a few times. And we were in traveling consulting roles. We had prayed for children for 10 years. We finally adopted our first son. I started staying home full time. Todd was still traveling, though, and he would fly out Sunday afternoons, fly back Thursday nights, Friday mornings. And I was a single mom for a lot of the time, and that was definitely not what we were praying for. And we had to figure something out. And kind of a roundabout way, we started trying to find ways to make money online and to bring him home. I think a lot of folks got the gateway drug of network marketing, right? To dabble our toes in, to help us think differently. And through that, we found affiliate marketing, where things really started to take off for us years ago. And from there, we learned really good internet marketing skills. How to generate leads, how to close sales, how to funnel, copywriting, sales calls, all of the core elements that people started asking us, how do you do those things? And so we started offering our own courses, and that's where everything kind of really exploded for us. And we've been helping folks learn how to lean into their expertise, how to get their expertise, their experience, their goodness out into the world through coaching and courses since then.
Awesome. Have you adopted more children?
Yes. So our second son has never known what it's like to have parents out of the home. We were able to bring Todd home after, I think it was 18 months or so, into our business. And we have a home study completed for number three. We're awaiting a match, which takes forever, unfortunately. There's this fallacy. There's so many kids out there. Not so much. So we're praying for a daughter sometime soon.
We'll also pray for that for you. I love that. My sister has fostered 22 children and adopted 5, all special need children. And so, yeah, being able to stay home with them has been her blessing. She's active on TikTok and has a pretty big TikTok channel. And it's amazing that we have this ability to work online and be at home with our kids if that's the goal. So, well, this is awesome. And your topic today, I love this. We're going to talk about kind of the difference between warm traffic and cold traffic, because I think people sometimes don't understand that they're very different and how you approach them is very different.
I could talk the whole time, but I don't know if Todd wants to jump in on this.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between warm traffic and cold traffic. You think about whenever you are looking for, let's say your car is broken and you need a new alternator or something. And so you start asking around, who can help me to fix this, or who knows somebody that can figure this out. And you'll probably have some people that are like, oh yeah, I know Todd. Todd's pretty good with cars. You know, he's a car guy. He can probably come over and help you out, right? And with warm referral traffic, you can be a generalist and have people say, hey, Todd's a car guy. He can help you out no matter what the problem is. The thing is, when you're trying to reach a cold audience, it doesn't really work the same way. Because when you think about somebody who is sitting down at their computer and they're about to start typing something into the search bar of Google or YouTube, and they've got a very specific problem that they want a specific solution for. They want to know how to generate leads. They want to know how to lose weight without having to live near a gym, right? They've got these very specific problems that they're looking for a specific solution. And so that's what they're typing into the search bar in Google and YouTube. They're not typing in who's a good car guy or who can help me lose weight, right? It's these very specific search terms. And the thing is, the more specific search term, the closer they are to a buying decision, those are the leads that you really want to go after. And so if you've been getting all of your customers and clients through referrals and just warm traffic, if you want to start building and scaling your business to cold traffic, you need to change your message to match what they're searching for in Google and YouTube. And it sounds very simple, but being competitive with it is much more difficult.
Love the fact that we can figure out what people are typing into that search bar. I think that's something we didn't know that, years ago. And when you tell people now, like you can actually find out not just what they're typing in there, but how many people are typing it in there. Is that something you help your clients with to figure out, what search terms are the best for their particular offer?
Yeah, well, and it's not necessarily just being found in search, but it's also if you're doing a webinar or something like that, like you need to be able to communicate your message in a way that sets you apart from everybody else. If you are saying the same things as everybody else and you're saying this the things that people have already heard before, then it's like going to a restaurant and all the menu items look very similar. And people can't tell the difference between one and the other. And what that causes is indecision. And so if you get people on sales calls and they're saying to themselves, they're giving you the objection of, oh, I need to think about it, or this sounds great, but I'm not sure, or it sounds very similar to this other person, so I want to check them out. I want to do some comparison shopping. There, it's very hard to nail them down to a decision of yes or no, right? That's a pretty good clue that you really haven't done a good job of messaging and setting yourself apart and clearly distinguishing yourself as different and better than the competition. So, in order to start hitting that cold audience with a message that's really going to resonate, what we found, like, there's a lot of different things. Like, you could listen to Russell Brunson, and he's got his perfect webinar, and there's other people that have these copywriting formulas. But what we found is that the thing that will really help you to basically burn all the other bridges to the goal, right? To have people see you as the only solution to the problem, what's called depositioning. And this is something that we learned from a guy that used to work on in one of the advertising agencies on Madison Avenue. If you've seen the show Mad Men, he actually worked at the advertising agency that show was based off of. And he's the one that we really learned this concept of depositioning from. And basically what it is that it's not enough to just tell everybody and all the features that it has and how personalized it is and how systematized it is and all the things that you get. It's not enough to do that because everybody does that. What you have to do is deposition the competition. In other words, you have to clearly articulate why their solutions are not going to be sufficient in getting them to their goal. You have to describe what they are lacking or something that they don't have that you do have that really eliminates them from consideration. And when you can effectively do that, that's how you create a message that will get people closer to a goal of joining your offer.
I love the fact that you're kind of taking the offer of your competitors and explaining why it won't fix their problem. That's,
Yeah.
I think we're doing with our newest offer, Jeannie, but I don't think we've ever done it with our past offers.
Yeah, definitely. And was Mad Men, was that David Ogilvy?
No, it was actually a guy named Marty Marion.
Okay.
Yeah, this is interesting. I think sometimes people get so excited about their offer because, they're excited about their business and they're excited that they've created something. But the reality is, I say it's easy to create offers, it's harder to sell them. And I think this is the problem people have is it's that messaging, and there's so much messaging out there, is how do you really have that clear voice? And that's something that you help people do.
How do you help them do that without making it sound negative?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily that we're saying nothing else will ever work. It's more along the lines of, hey, these things can be helpful, but they lack something that you obviously are missing, which is the reason why you haven't gotten all the way to your goal yet. A really good example of this, especially for people who are probably more our age, is P90X. If you remember that exercise program that was marketed really well in the early 2000s, they had this concept of muscle confusion. That was their unique mechanism, right? That was a thing that they did that was unique from other people. And the way that they explained it was that every other workout program would work to a certain point, and then you'd have this plateau effect, right? You'd do the same workout every day for 30 days, and you'd get some good results, but eventually it would start to plateau. And it didn't matter how much more you worked out. What happened is that your body would get used to the work and it would adapt, and then you'd stop seeing that progress. And so they call that the plateau effect. That's the effect that happens with every other program. But what P90X does is it overcomes that plateau effect with muscle confusion. So after 30 days, you start to see that plateau effect, And what P90X does that's different and better than the competition is that they give you a whole new set of exercises that works your muscles in different ways. And so it confuses the muscles and spikes another 30 days of growth. And so once you see that plateau effect to happen after another 30 days, they give you another set of exercises, spikes another 30 days of growth. And after 90 days, P90, right? After 90 days, you have three times the results that you would than versus a normal workout. And so that was their way of depositioning competition and showing you why their method was different and better. And so very similar to that, that's what one of the very first things that we do with our clients is to help them to figure that out. Exactly how do we deposition a competition and show others why you are different and better than everybody else? And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you invented that nobody else does. A lot of times it's just something that maybe everybody does, but nobody is saying. Another good example of this was with the beer company. I think it was Schlitz or Schlitz. I'd never drank beer, but I think it was Schlitz beer.
Schlitz.
Schlitz,
Schlitz.
yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a story that they had hired a marketing consultant to come in and help them with one of their ad campaigns. So they were giving you a tour of the beer factory. And there was a part of the beer making process that he didn't really understand. He saw that they were taking the bottles and like shooting air in them or something or steam. And he asked them, well, what's going on over here? And the guy that was giving him the tour was like, oh, well, that's just sterilizing process. We sterilize the bottles so that the beer stays fresh for longer. And the marketing agent was like, oh, well, that's it. That's our angle. We're going to say we have the freshest beer because we sterilize our bottles. And the guy that was giving him the tour was like, well, yeah, but that's nothing special. Everybody does that. And he's saying, well, it doesn't matter. Nobody else is saying it. We're going to be the first ones to say it, and that's going to be our angle. And they did it and it worked. But a lot of times it's just a matter of doing things in a certain way or saying things in a certain way that other people aren't saying it.
So interesting. Yes. It's so funny because we have a program launching next week and it's for virtual bookkeepers. And you know, what I've found as a business coach over the years is a lot of smaller businesses, they can't afford $65 to $95 an hour. So they say they're going to do their books on their own and they don't. And then come January, they're stressed all the way through tax season about getting everything together. And when we were thinking about our positioning for this, you know, my goal is I want entrepreneurs to fall in love with their money and to become empowered CFOs. And one of the things that can help them do that is having not just having a very affordable virtual bookkeeper and being able to pick the best software for yourself, but also through some market research, I found out that so many people felt really dumb asking their bookkeeper or their CPA questions. One lady that I interviewed was doing $5 million a year in revenue. And she said every time she talked to her CPA, she felt like she was being scolded. And right. So that was it. It was very eye-opening. And so we're trying to put along with the messaging that, you know, your virtual bookkeeper is on your team and they're going to really empower you to learn how to understand your profit and loss statement and your balance sheet and really be there to support you in making the best decisions to improve your, you know, your revenue and your bottom line. So it's been interesting just learning what other people were struggling with when we first started this process. But I think we have a lot more work to do around our messaging, Jeannie.
Always. There's always more work to do around messaging. So how do you help your clients when they first come to you and say, hey, you know, I need to attract a cold audience? You know, where do I start?
So a lot of folks want to start at the end, which is like, I want to jump into paid ads, right? Or I want to see this, the end solution. And the reality is there's so much that we have to do before we get there. Because if that messaging isn't dialed in, if we haven't done what Todd just walked you through, right? Then no one's going to resonate with the ad. It's not going to work. You're not going to convert, all those sorts of things. And on top of that, they also need a really good sales system. I can't tell you how many people think, well, I'm just going to put together a really good ad. And then they spend all this time and money. And it's like going to a checkout page. And you're like, okay. And it's like $1,000 or something. You're like, this clearly is never going to work. Pause. Let's set up some systems. People need a bunch of touch points. You need to walk them through a process to go from not knowing who you are to actually being nurtured, qualified, and then moved into a sale. So there's a lot of those different elements, and people are like, I just any more sales. So can you help me get traffic? I'm like, we can help you get traffic, but the precursor to that, making that traffic work in a way that's actually going to lead to sales, is the messaging. It's a sales system that actually is going to move people through to a sale. And then we can get into paid traffic. And so we do love paid traffic, but we love really the combination. So you're not just relying on paid traffic, but you create this ecosystem with a combination of paid and organic. So you're doing a lot organically, and you're using paid to get more reach, to get more exposure, to amplify your message, and to really target the folks that you want to work with.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that has been heavily researched in marketing and sales over decades, this whole concept of multiple touch points. And the thing is, like, when you look, you know, through your Facebook timeline and you get these ads that come up of the marketing guru that's, hey, you know, I've got this secret strategy that if you just implement it, you're going to make $1 million and blah, blah, blah. And if it doesn't work, you don't pay. And it's just like this one secret strategy. And people buy into these things expecting that I'm going to do this one thing and this one thing is going to build my business. And through decades of marketing research, we know that that's not true. If you implement one strategy, maybe that's a webinar, maybe that's YouTube ads, maybe that's whatever it is, right? That one thing is basically encompassing one touch point in your system, where we know from research, we need somewhere between 7 and 12 touch points. In fact, Google, I think, did a very comprehensive study. I think that's the latest one that came out. If you Google it, the 7-11-4 rule, they found that take somebody from a cold audience to a paying client or customer. On average, you need to engage them with about 7 hours of content across 11 different touch points and 4 different platforms, right? The 7-11-4 rule. And so if you buy into one of these $5,000 or $10,000 coaching programs that teach you how to do this one, you know, really cool thing that's going to make you a million, well, that's one touch point. You just blew $10,000 of your marketing budget on one touch point. Congratulations, you need 10 more. So when we think about this ecosystem and then 7 hours of engagement, when we think of about this ecosystem that we need to put together and really a customer journey, right? Taking them from point A to point B and all the different touch points that need to happen with that. Yeah, we need that top of funnel stuff, the organic content, the Facebook ad, you know, that's all the like the top of funnel stuff that's reaching the cold audience and getting them into your ecosystem. It's getting them onto your email list, getting them follow you on social media, right? It's that first touch point. And now we need more content and more platforms to engage them with. That might be a Facebook group. That might be a text message that they get from you. That might be booking a call and showing up to Zoom. There's a bunch of different things that you can do, but it's a matter of stringing it all together in a way that makes sense. That's actually going to take them from someone who's never seen you before and has no idea who you are to suddenly being a paying client.
It's so funny. I was on a podcast interview the other day and the host brought up that rule. Mm-hmm. And I think the part he said that so many people kind of freak out about is 7 hours of content, of 7 hours of connecting with you. And I think that's where, you know, that concept of you have to have a YouTube channel or a podcast or something so that you can create long-form content, valuable long-form content, and then that gives you that 7 hours that hopefully people will find. And I'm sure you've experienced when people do watch that much of your content, when they do connect with you, they're pretty much sold on you. They know you. And that is what I think is so powerful about video, is that they really build that know, like, and trust before they even really had a conversation with you.
Absolutely. And I think even just a simple way before launching, I mean, we've done a lot on YouTube over the years. YouTube is a lot if you really want to succeed on YouTube. There's a lot of prep work. There's a lot with shooting and post-production, all this kind of stuff. And not necessarily the first strategy I'd recommend for someone who's trying to generate leads for the business. But a simple way to do this, if you've going live on Facebook, if you've got a Facebook group that you're nurturing and building, or even just on your personal or your professional page, going live. Taking a topic, pour like 10, 20, 30 minutes. People, I've had so many folks who, you know, in our group, we take kind of the highlights or the key concepts that they need to learn to build their business, and we put it in the guide section. People will binge the guide section. Guess what? They're getting their 7 hours, right? They come, they book a call, and it's just a formality, if you will, at that point to get them into the program because they're pre-sold.
That's awesome. Now, you guys also talk a little bit about borrowing other people's traffic or audiences.
I mean, we've done this for years since we very first started offering our first programs, and audience growth and development is something that just it takes time. It absolutely takes time, and it takes more time than you ever think it's going to. And it's an ongoing process we all have to do. But there is a bit of a shortcut that we should be leveraging in our businesses, and that's getting in front of other people's audiences. A big strategy that we use, we're currently using it right now as we speak, but we teach our clients and folks to work with as well, is podcast guesting, getting in front of other people's audiences. If they've built an actual audience with their podcast, and you can just jump on, share your expertise, get in front of people, and then the people that actually resonate with you, they can opt into your lead magnet. They can go follow you on social. They can go snoop you out. So podcast guesting is a great strategy for this, but this could be anything from just collaborative things in sharing your Facebook group with each other, finding someone who has the audience that you want to serve and doesn't directly compete with you, but can have a collaborative thing. Then you can go live with each other in each other's groups. You can do summits, you can do giveaways. There's all kinds of ways to do this, but it should absolutely be part of your traffic strategy in addition to your own content and potentially some paid traffic as well.
Yeah, and the nice thing about using other people's audiences is that it's not just the audience that you're borrowing, it's also their authority. And so especially if you're brand new and you don't have a lot of client stories or a lot of testimonials that you can buddy and that have all the social proof, if you are, for example, like us, I've got a bachelor's in music. Leah has a bachelor's in nursing. We aren't exactly known as, when we first got into this, we weren't known as great marketers, right? So when you go on somebody else's podcast, they're bringing you on, they're presenting you to their audience as experts, and the audience automatically accepts that. You don't have to try to convince people why you know what you're talking about or why you're legitimate or anything else like that. You're getting the authority from the host who's already built that authority with the audience that they've built.
And earlier, you guys talked about you kind of started off with network marketing and then moved to affiliate marketing. I think people don't realize that you can also offer that affiliate relationship. We interviewed a woman the other day who's making, 250,000 a year from just affiliate marketing. So she promotes things that she really believes in. So if you find somebody who really believes in what you're doing and offer a percentage of that revenue, that person can really make those sales for you, more or less.
Absolutely. That is the magic of affiliate marketing. And that's how, I mean, that was our very, our first six figures in the online space. It was absolutely through affiliate marketing. And it's a great place to start for folks that don't yet have an offer. They can just learn the marketing elements that they need to and not worry about delivery. But it's a great collaborative, opportunity for folks who have an audience and they don't offer what you offer. Well, okay, there's a person that I trust who can do a really great job with you, and you can, figure out what that percentage would be of the sale.
I love that. Well, if people want to get in touch with you and work with you, tell us a little bit about how do you work with your clients and then how can people get in touch with you?
We are very hands-on with our clients. So when it comes to working with us, everything is super customized. So we don't have a, you have to be at this level. We have a, okay, here's the core principles and the things that we need to deal with. Where are you and how do we get you to that next stage? And then we walk with you through those next stages. So it really starts with a conversation with us to see where are those gaps and how do we fit and work to fill those gaps. For checking us out, right? We have our Digital Trailblazer podcast, which Kirsten has actually been a guest on in the past. It is a great place to connect with us. But digitaltrailblazer.com is our website. We've got really great resources, freebies in there for you, plus opportunities if you do want to have those next conversations, but tons of content so you can get your 7 hours in ahead of time.
I love that.
Well, Todd and Leah, this has been so informative and so fantastic. We're so grateful that there are people out you helping clients who need that kind of help, and that you came here and shared some of those really smart tips and tricks with us. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been fun.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.